Lifelong Pathways Document, QMSP03, Feedback, Complaints and Disputes Procedure. Lifelong Pathways are committed to regularly seeking feedback, both positive and negative, from clients and others affected by Lifelong Pathways services. Upholding the rights of persons with a disability. Handling feedback, complaints and disputes in a manner that is fair, transparent, prompt and confidential. Attempting to resolve all complaints and disputes. Ensuring that there is never any recrimination or retribution for those who provide feedback or make complaints. Persons with a disability and all clients have the right to services that do not result in abuse, harm, neglect and violence. Provide feedback which is used to direct service reviews and improvement. Be treated with respect. The protection of privacy. Fair, equitable, timely, professional and consistent feedback and complaint handling. Clear explanations of the reasons for decisions that are made. Any person who wishes to may provide feedback or make a complaint to Lifelong Pathways. Feedback may be provided about any aspect of the undertakings of Lifelong Pathways, including but not limited to the content or quality of Lifelong Pathways services, the actions or conduct of a Lifelong Pathways worker, other Lifelong Pathways processes or activities. Feedback and complaints may be submitted to Lifelong Pathways in one of four ways. The Lifelong Pathways Feedback and Complaints Form. In person, to any Lifelong Pathways worker. By telephone, after contacting Lifelong Pathways on 0459-543-356 or 0466-972-849. In an appropriate written format, including but not limited to mail and email at middle.po box 819, Mount Barker, South Australia 5251, or middle.admin@lifelongpathways.com.au. Middle.should feedback or a complaint be submitted in person, or by telephone, to a Lifelong Pathways worker, the worker should as soon as possible document the feedback or complaint in a written format. It is recommended that relevant details are entered onto a feedback and complaints form. If it preferred that feedback and complaints be registered using the feedback and complaints form. However, feedback and complaints from all sources will be considered equally, subject to the amount of information which is provided. If a particular result is desired for the person providing feedback or making a complaint, then action will only be taken to implement that particular outcome if adequate contact details are provided. Anonymous complaints will be accepted and considered as far as possible. Feedback and complaints will only be considered as far as possible where insufficient details have been provided and further details are unable to be obtained from the person submitting the feedback or complaint. Personal information communicated when providing feedback or making a complaint will only be used by Lifelong Pathways to review feedback and complaints and communicate the outcome of reviews to the person who provided the feedback or made the complaint. Clients will not be charged for any items related to investigating or responding to feedback or a complaint. Once received, the director will, as necessary, assign a review to determine as far as possible what happened to result in the feedback or complaint. The lessons, positive and negative, can be learned by the organization. Areas in which Lifelong Pathways can improve the performance of its processes and personnel. What actions, if any, will be taken by Lifelong Pathways to improve the performance of its processes and personnel. An appropriate response, where necessary, to the person who provided the feedback or made the complaint. The assigned reviewer must ensure that all details and outcomes of the review are recorded. The feedback and complaints review form may be used, but other recording methods are acceptable. For example, presentation of feedback or complaints for discussion at the Lifelong Pathway team meeting, and documenting the discussion and decisions made at that meeting in the minutes, will be an acceptable method. The details and outcomes of the review must be submitted as soon as possible to the director, who will determine which actions are reasonably practicable, and coordinate the implementation of these reasonably practicable actions as soon as possible. Where contact details have been provided, persons who provide feedback or make a complaint will receive an acknowledgement that their submission has been received. This acknowledgement will be provided as soon as possible by the Lifelong Pathways Reviewer. A detailed response will be provided to the person providing feedback or making a complaint when their contact details are available. And there is a desired outcome listed in the feedback or complaint which was made. Or a review is conducted, which finds opportunities for improvement in the services of Lifelong Pathways. Any detailed response will be prepared by the assigned reviewer and must be approved by the director before being provided to the person providing feedback or making a complaint. Detailed responses should include an acknowledgement of how the situation has affected the person and their expectations of a quality service, an apology for the impact which has resulted, an explanation of what happened to cause the person's concerns, a summary of the actions to be taken to address the person's concerns and improve the services of Lifelong Pathways. Detailed responses will be provided in writing to all persons involved in the dispute. A Lifelong Pathways feedback, complaints and disputes response form may be used to provide the written detailed response. If a person providing feedback or making a complaint is not satisfied with the detailed response provided by Lifelong Pathways, they may seek a further review of this response by directly contacting the director of Lifelong Pathways by writing to PO Box 819, Mount Barker, South Australia 52251. Email to admin@lifelongpathways.com.au. Telephone on 0459 543 356. Or 0466 972 849. The director of Lifelong Pathways will arrange a mutually agreeable time to discuss any remaining concerns and receive any additional information. The director will then further consider the response of Lifelong Pathways to the matter in dispute, and either confirm the initial detailed response of Lifelong Pathways, amend the response of Lifelong Pathways, instigate a modified or additional review process based on new information which is provided. Once finalized, the director will ensure that a written confirmation of the dispute decision is provided in writing to all persons involved in the dispute. Our feedback, complaints and disputes response form may be used to provide the written confirmation of the dispute decision. Should a person not be satisfied with the dispute decision which is communicated to them, then a complaint may be raised with the National Disability Insurance Scheme Commission. The National Disability Insurance Scheme Commission may be contacted to make a complaint by the following methods. Telephone on 1800 035 544. TTY on 133 677. National Relay Service. Ask for 1800 035 544. Completing a complaint contact form at https://forms.business.governor.au/smartforms/servlet/smartform.html? Form code equals PRD00-OCF.